I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Heaven knows when the gates swing open wide, he'll wipe tears. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'm on a mission. I'm working for the Lord. Sometimes my way gets hard. Sometimes my way gets dark. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I've got to do King Jesus' will. But when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yes, I'll be there. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Heaven knows when the gates swing open wide, he'll wipe tears from my eyes. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. This road I'm traveling on, it sure gets rough sometimes. The hills get so high, and the valleys sure get low. I'm gonna keep on moving on till I reach that other shore. But when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Church, I'll be there. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Heaven knows when the gates swing open wide, he'll wipe tears from my eyes. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When I hear the thunder a-sounding in the sky, and see the mountains tremble, to heaven I'm gonna fly. King Jesus will be calling, and there'll be no time to mend. 'Cause when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Church, I'll be there. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Heaven knows when the gates swing open wide, he'll wipe tears from my eyes. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Church, I'll be there. Oh, yeah. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Heaven knows when the gates swing open wide, he'll wipe tears from my eyes. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
There when the road is called up yonder. Let's go before the Lord first with Sister Barbara Keaton. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, Father God, You know all things. You're sitting high, but you're looking low. We're lifting Sister Barbara Key up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, by the authority that God has given me, I decree that you take her, your hands off her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
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 Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you. Choir, you are blessing my heart.
Amen.
I'm a gospel promoter. See me after church. Okay, forgive me, God. All right, I won't be before you long. Thanking God for another day, just to be in the land of the living.
I know that's right.
I do want to say that I thank my pastor, Edwin Horsley, who shares the gospel ministry with his sisters. And I'm going to say this, pastor, a lot of pastors got lady pastors or ministers just to say they got ladies. But I thank God for your heart. And we pray that God bless you always, you and your wife. To those of you that's here, we're glad to see you. Open your hearts and your minds.
Amen.
Sit in your tent. I'm sure that God has something for you.
Amen.
As I was listening to the songs and the testimonies and what have you and looking, I was going, yes, Lord. Because it's like Pastor said, even though we know God has given us a word, is that, what's the word?
Confirmation.
Is that confirmation?
Amen.
That you want. Amen?
Amen.
So are you ready?
We read
it. All right. We are going to the book of Jeremiah.
All right.
In the Old Testament. Jeremiah, the 49th chapter. Are you there? Do I need to wait? Just say wait. I heard one wait. Jeremiah, the 49th chapter, and we're going to look at two verses, verses 7 and 8.
Amen.
Can I go?
You can go.
All right. Concerning Edom, thus said the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee thee, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of the Dan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. Hmm. Again in verse 8, flee ye, turn back, dwell deep. Two words, look at it, dwell deep. Repeat after me, dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, God, I can't help but thank you for this opportunity that you have given me to share your word with your people.
Yes, Lord.
God, as I come forth, hide me completely behind the cross. Cover me with your blood.
Yes,
let your people see none of me but all of you, God. Oh, God, I thank you for what your word is doing, what it has done, and what it's going to continue to do.
Lord.
We bless you, and we thank you again for this opportunity. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. By now, you know what the topic is, don't you? What?
Well, me.
Sound good to me. All right. Topic is time to dwell deep. Jeremiah means Yahweh established, appoints, or sends. He was a major prophet to the southern kingdom in the Old Testament. Jeremiah was appointed by God to deliver his message through parables, sermons, and object lessons. He was a young man when God called him. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Let me tell you, there's no excuse when it comes to what God has called you to do. God told Jeremiah, don't say I'm too young. People, don't say I'm too old. God touched Jeremiah's mouth and said, look, I have put my words in your mouth.
Amen.
Jeremiah was called God's crybaby or the weeping prophet. He could weep, but he was not weak. He was compassionate, but he would not compromise.
All right.
Jeremiah saw the people worshiping idols. Think about this day and time. They were doing wrong things in the temple, and even the priests leading the people into wickedness. Mm. Although Jeremiah knew his life was in danger, He was brave enough to preach in public places like Southgate Mall, Rosedale Missionary Baptist Church, Brooklyn Bridge Park, Central Park. He even preached before kings against the sin of the people. The Lord told Jeremiah to tell the nation Israel, if they would hear and repent, he will forgive their sin. Mm-hmm. That's what he's telling us now. New Living Translation, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, are you God's people?
Amen.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, it's okay if you want to say it with me, and pray and seek my face. Don't seek Edwin's face. He can't do nothing for you. Right. Not even glory me. Seek my face. Yes. Turn from their wicked ways.
All right.
Anything that's not of God, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and restore. The King James Version said, heal their land. Our land needs healing.
Amen.
Our land needs healing. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
But God said, on the other hand, if they do not repent, judgment will fall. Do you think that means us too?
That's right.
God's word is the same yesterday as it is today and will be tomorrow.
Amen.
If we don't turn from our wicked ways and repent, judgment is going to come.
It's coming.
Jeremiah verse 7. This is a prophecy concerning Edom. Thus said the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? In other words, the people of that country were supposed to be real smart people. Haven't you met people that got so much sense they don't have any sense?
No.
They don't have any. Okay. All right. He said, is no one left that's intelligent that can give wise advice? Oh, and then in verse 8, God said, flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of the damned. For I will bring the disaster of Esau, who is the eldest son of Isaac, upon him, the time that I will visit him. Dwell deep, God told the Dan, who was the tribe of Arabs, dweller with the Edomites. Dwell deep. Somebody said, dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
To dwell means to abide. It means to stay, reside. I like to say it means to hang out. This scripture describes the judgment of God upon some people who were enemies and opposed to God's chosen people, the Israelites. Are you God's chosen people? Though the Danites were in the land of Edom, they were not citizens of that country. Isaiah called them traveling companies. These merchants were just going up and down the country. They were trading, they was exchanging what they had, and they were selling their merchandise. God said to the Danites, I'm going to destroy this nation of Edom, but you are not a citizen of Edom. You are only sojourners here. The Edomites' heart are full of pride. They have committed violent acts against Israel, and they are rejoicing over Jerusalem destruction. They are mistreating Jerusalem survivors. Are we living in the day?
Living in that day.
To add to the list, is not only are the Edomites opposing God's people, they are opposing their own kinfolk. Amen. God told the Danites that he had a score to settle with the Edomites, so he wanted them to dwell deep. He said, find a place in a rock, a cave, or deep in the woods. Find you a secret hiding place because judgment is coming. But when it comes, it's going to be all right with you. Amen.
Amen.
Like the Danites, I'm just passing through, Julia. I'm just going up and down this land. I am a citizen of America, but I have a citizenship body that succeeds all other citizenship.
That's right.
And that citizenship for me is in heaven.
Amen.
I look for the Savior of whose appearing I will be changed.
Come on now.
I will have a new body.
Yeah.
Don't you want a new body?
Yes, ma'am.
You have aches and pains now. Don't you want a new body?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm also William like the merchant. I have something for the people. I have something for you this morning. I have the message of God's gospel. And when judgment comes, guess what? I'm going to be healed with Christ and God because this world is not my home.
That's right.
In my humble opinion, Mr. Garland, I believe this picture pictures the Christians. Hebrews 11, chapter 11. God made a covenant with brother Abraham. Abraham, the land of Canaan, I have given to you and your seed. Did you know that nothing can change the covenant of God? And a covenant is agreement. Abraham knew that this was his land. He knew that he knew that he knew that God had given it to him. But the Bible says Abraham sojourned in the land. In other words, it was temporary, only for a little while. That means he was not a citizen. The Bible said that Abraham sojourned in a strange country. There's what we are called. This world is not our home. We are only here for a little while on our way home. Amen? Abraham sojourned. He went up and down the land God gave him, but he never felt at home in it. Have you ever gone to another city to visit a place and you say, I'm going to stay a while? For example, I go to Durham and I tell myself I'm going to stay 2 weeks and 3 days, I'm ready to come home. Amen. Even though they're good, I'm just ready to come home. That's what we ought to be, getting ready to go home, because we're not going to be here always. Abraham sojourned as a stranger, dwelling in tabernacles, which is the same word for tent. Abraham lived a long time. He lived 175 years, but he said, I don't need to build a house because I won't be here long. And the Bible says, for Abraham looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I in the word?
You in the word.
Why y'all so quiet? All right, let me get the word. I'm getting there. I like if you're listening. That is what we're looking for. Again, and I reiterate, some of us think we're going to live here all the time. Build all the mansions you want. Store up all the money you want, all the cars, but you know that day is coming.
It's coming.
We are on our way home. And you know what? Pope, Helen Colbert, or whoever, they're not going to back your Cadillac up and put you in it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We're looking forward, or should be looking forward, to moving from this old earthly tent. I'm talking about this old earthly body, flesh and bones. We should be looking forward to going to our eternal heaven home. But in order to get to heaven, we must be like the Danes. We must dwell deep. Christians ought to dwell deep. I said Christians. Christians, born again, bought, baptized, blood believers. Many folks have bagged up. Just think about the world. Many folks have bagged up, and many are about to bag up. God doesn't ever want his children to back up, especially back up from the devil. Amen?
Amen.
God said in James 4 and 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
Betty Bennett said, don't let him drag because he might want to drag.
That's right.
Oh, man. When the way gets hard, when it gets rough, Wayne, when your legs tremble under you, your footsteps are short, and you trip up on your own feet, hang in there and remember what God told the Danes, dwell deep. Might have to repeat to yourself, dwell deep, dwell deep. When you want to say, I've had enough, can I give you a suggestion? I'm going to give it anyway. Go out and live that day when our Lord and Savior took upon himself a cross.
Come on now.
He walked the Via Dolorosa. That is, he walked the road to Jerusalem.
That's right.
All the way to Calvary, on his way to the crucifixion.
Dwell deep.
On a hill stood not just a cross, Gloria, but an old rugged cross.
Yeah.
The emblem of suffering and shame.
Yes.
On the hill of Calvary, our Savior stumbled beneath it. I want you to look at the picture. His footsteps faltered. That means they walloped, but he never quit.
Jesus.
Why? Glad you asked. Because he knew the purpose of the ages hung upon whether he could get up with the cross on his back and go on. Thank God that his son, the dearest and the best, got up. And he went all the way to the cross and was slain for a world of lost sinners like you and me.
Like you and me.
So we must dwell deep.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and tell him to dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Dwell deep. EK, you're telling us to dwell deep. Can you tell us how and where to dwell deep?
Come on now.
Sure, no problem. First, you must dwell deep in the Bible, Miss Esther. Mm. Don't just pick it up on Sunday morning.
Come on now.
Where's my Bible? I don't know. When the last time I had it? I don't know. You have to dwell deep in the Bible, which is the Word of God. Yes. Romans 15:4 said, whatsoever things were written aforetime, that means back in the day, y'all, they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Anybody here need hope today?
Yes.
Cousin over there need hope.
All right.
Amen. You can take the teacher who wrote the book. No, not you, Edwin. The Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
And go deeper in the Bible every day of your life.
Amen.
You have to take the teacher who is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And he will help you. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Christians should take every day, not once in a while, but every day to eat the manna from heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Go on and dwell in it. Psalm 119, verse 16 said, I will delight myself in the laws. I will not forget the word.
Mm.
I will not forget the word. What come or go, I won't forget that word.
All right.
Psalm 119. Verse 114, you are my refuge and my shield. Sometimes we just need a hiding place. I have put my trust in your word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your trust in horse and chariots because they may fail.
That's right.
Don't put your trust in money because you get sick. God knows it's going if people don't steal it.
Amen.
But put your trust in God.
Amen.
Can I dwell a little deeper?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp into my feet, Mr. Drew, and a light into my path. How do so many of us think we have made it? Because we had the word, which is a light. Amen.
Amen.
If you go in the house in the dark, no lights, what's subject to happen?
Bump into something.
You're going to bump into something. You're going to hurt your toe, then you're going to say something you shouldn't say. But if you turn on the light, you can see clearly.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead. Psalm 119, verse 133. Order my steps in the word. Order my step. We tell God to order our step, and then we try to order his step. But order my steps in that word, and let not any iniquity, that means sin, have dominion over me.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You got to get that Bible. You got to open that Bible.
Yes.
Brother David, King David, you know who he was, don't you?
That's right.
He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Taste means to eat and digest. How blessed is the man, David said, who takes refuge in him. Psalm 34:8. When we mess up, how many of you mess up?
Yes.
Oh, you lying. You know you mess up. When we mess up and fall short, we can pick up the Bible.
Come on now.
And we can read.
Yes.
When thou pass it through the waters.
Yes.
Anybody here been through any waters?
Yes, ma'am.
He said, I will be with thee.
Yes.
And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. Guess what? I'm short. But even when I walk through the waters and rivers, they won't overtake me. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
Yes.
Neither shall the flame kill them. That means it won't spark. You know, Gene, I'm only a few years old, but we used to have a little stove that you had to get wood and do like this to it caught fire. But guess what? That fire won't eat in that. It won't eat in that. Anybody in here that have had rivers that seem uncrossable?
Yeah.
I need you to talk to me. Do you have any mountain that you cannot tunnel through?
Amen.
Come on, talk to me.
Wait.
Is your body in pain and full of diseases that the doctor tells you is no hope for? Are you taking medication for this and taking medication for that, but it doesn't give you any comfort? Keep dwelling in the Bible, the Holy Word of God. And like the songwriter Liz Wright, who is an American jazz R&B, that's rhythm blues singer and composer, you'll find that God specializes in things thought impossible.
All right.
And he will do what no other can do.
Come on now.
Cousin Bertha, God specializes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, everybody, God specializes
so.
In what will start impossible.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And he will do
what
no other can do.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tell God thank you.
Thank you, God.
Dwell deep. The word of God and prayer works miracles too. The two go together. Secondly, yes, you must dwell deeper in prayer. For some of us, we need to dig real deep.
All right. Amen.
Real deep.
Real deep.
Prayer is listening. It is conversation. It is communion with God. Prayer is fervent and is passionate. And one should be in a serious state of mind when you come into communion with God. Amen?
Amen.
You shouldn't have the TV on. Have your phone over there looking at one eye, trying to hear what's saying. Because if you do that, you'll forget what you're on your knees for. Psalm 5:3 says, in the morning, O Lord,
come on.
You hear my voice.
Yes. Yes.
In the morning,
I lay
my request before you in expectation.
Yes.
You always tell us when we come to the altar, have expectation. In the morning, you will hear my voice. Did you cut on the TV to hear Dan Rather's voice? Did you hear cut on the TV to hear Oprah Winfrey's voice? Whose voice do you want to hear in the morning?
God.
Well, God wants to hear your voice too. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
1 John 5:14. This is the confident we have in approaching God, that we ask anything according to his will.
Come on now.
Not your will, but his will.
Yes.
Guess what?
We're gonna get it.
He gonna hear.
Amen.
And we will get
Amen.
It. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:12. Then God said, you will call on me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm going to hear you.
He's going to hear
you. And I'm going to answer you
Amen.
By and by.
Amen.
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 Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies.
Yeah.
But God, you know how they doing it. God, you know. But he said, I'll make your enemies your footstool.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Amen.
Somebody on your back. Hell house. Pray for them.
Yes.
And pray for those who persecute you. You know they're scandalizing my name. Say, call me everything but a child of God. God said, pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for our leaders.
Yes.
Pray for our nation. Pray for our government. The word of God said, therefore, I exhort first of all the supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made to all men.
Yes.
Yeah, even for him. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
All men. You
all
got
men.
It? Pray for him.
Pray for him.
Yes, pray for him.
Pray for him.
Pray for kings and all who are in authority.
Yes.
Edwin Hawson, he just a man. He can't tell me what to do. God has set him here. He's in authority. If you don't like it, you go to God. But all those that have authority over you, you obey them. Amen.
Amen.
That we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence.
Amen.
1 Timothy 2:1-2. You got to dwell deeper. If Lucifer, the god of this world, the devil, the accuser, the prince of the air, the adversary, that roaring lion can keep us from praying, he will get the upper hand, and he will take advantage of our faith, our mind, and our spirit.
Yes.
That's why we have to dwell deep in the word of God.
Yes.
We have to work the word and let the word work us.
Amen.
Let me say that again. We have to work the word and let the word work us.
Amen.
It's just Amen. Like car start. It might taste yucky, but when it finished doing what it's doing, it will be well, Jay. It will be well with your soul.
Amen.
Dwell deep.
Amen.
How many of you can say that prayer works? I don't need to see a show of hands. Do you know that it really works? Do you know prayer changes things
yes,
and it also changes the way you pray? Prayer changes things, and it changes the one who prays.
Mm.
You can't read that word, live in that word, hang out in that word, and stay the same.
Okay.
Even when I want to curse, all folks cuss, The word won't let me do it. Hey, I can't even get it out of my mouth. I said something one day, Jesus, somebody told me, he said, you don't even sound right. Dwell deep in the bowels.
Amen.
Dwell deep in prayer.
Yes.
Thirdly, dwell deep in the power of God. How many of you know there's power in God?
Power.
God got all power. That little green 20 and that little green 10, you think has power? Mm-mm. God has all power.
All power.
To have the power of God in your life, you first must have a broken will.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Jesus prayed 3 times to his Father. Not my will, but thine be done.
Yes.
Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be ye not wise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ask him, what is your will, Lord, for my life?
That's right.
God tell us what his will is, and then we go do our will.
Mm.
That's why we're in the shape we in sometimes. Ouch. Psalm 139:23. Then you must have a clean heart. Talking about dwelling with Jesus. You must have a clean heart. Brother David says, search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way that's everlasting. We must be. You must be an empty vessel. But be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Don't be filled with things that have to do with the flesh, like adultery, fornication, adultery. Yes. Do you know people still believe in witchcraft?
Mm-hmm.
Hatred, always disagreeing with somebody, always having discord, strife, fighting. I'm talking about Christians now.
Christians.
On my way to church heaven folks. Anyhow.
Yes, right.
And when the roll is called up, y'all, now I'm going to be there. Having an opposing spirit. You just play hating. You're jealous. Murderers, drunkards. You have to have a crucified life.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 5:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Yes.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And you know what? The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We need to have the power of God in our lives. We need to go deeper.
Yes.
Go deeper in the Bible. Go deeper in prayer.
Come on now.
Go deeper in the power of God.
Mm.
Some of you, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's ailing me. I tell you, you need to go deeper.
Mm.
Amen. Trying to go deep in something you got no business going deep in. Going deep in things that won't even do you any good.
That's right.
But I guarantee you, if you read the word of God, if you pray and seek the power of God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he'll do some awesome things in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Go deeper in the bowel. Pray. And lastly, we need to dwell in the house of prayer. We need to dwell in the house of prayer. Not when you have something else to do. Oh, I got to call. I got to wash my car today. Oh, I got to stay home and watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not when it's convenient. Well, not right now. What time they start? 11 o'clock. Man, that's too early.
Mm.
Not when you feel like it. I clap. I work 5 days a week. Sorry, I spend all day cleaning the house. Oh, I can't go today. Not because of tradition. You know, my mama took me with him when I was a baby. She took me when I was a teenager. And then when I really got 18, I stopped going. Tradition. Not because you think somebody's there to see if you're going to be there and what you're wearing. Not because of who's singing or who's preaching. Amen.
Amen.
But we have to dwell in the house of prayer.
Yes.
Remember what Hebrews 10:25 said, Ms. Dora? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another.
Come on,
and so much more as you see the day approaching.
Yes.
We need to dwell in the house of prayer.
Yes.
You can't stay home and have fellowship with your fellow brothers, your fellow men. How you going to do that? If you get out and you can be feeling bad, someone can smile like Sister Boone over there and you feel so good.
I know that.
Like Miss Dorothy, she get up. This lady is blind physically. What's wrong with me? I got both of my eyes.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Come in the house of prayer. where we can encourage one another.
Come on,
and
Reverend.
Say, if I made it,
yes,
you can make
that's
it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm almost home, but I'm still dwelling deep.
Yes.
Say, dwell deep.
Dwell deep.
Let me tell you, over some 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior, who was slain from the foundation of the world, he laid down his life for us.
Yes.
No man took his life, but he gave his life
up.
For us.
Gave it up.
He was stripped of his clothes and nailed to the old rugged cross. There were two men, thieves on the cross.
Come on, yeah.
But Jesus was the man in the middle, Bobby. Nails did not keep him on the cross.
Yes.
John 3:16 said it was what?
For God.
It was love.
It
was love that kept him on the cross. Birds stopped singing. The moon dripped away in blood. The sun stopped shining. S-U-N. But Jesus hung right there.
That's right.
And according to the Gospel of Mark, Jesus hung on the cross for 6 hours. He endured horrific pain and suffering.
Come on,
but he hung right there
hung
for
right
you and
there.
I. He hung right there. Jesus, John said that after Jesus had died, one of the Roman soldiers pierced him in his side with a spear to make sure that he was dead. Out came blood and water.
Yeah.
Glory, you know about that?
All right.
Out came blood and water.
Yes.
Blood, pure blood that was needed to redeem us, and that water to give us life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What can wash away my sin?
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Come on now.
What can make me whole again?
Come on now.
Nothing. Say what, Gene? Nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
Oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other thing I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. After Jesus had died for the remission of sin, that word means forgiveness of our sin. Joseph of Arimathea asked for his body. Joseph was one of the members on the Sanhedrin coast, but he did not take part in having Christ crucified. He asked for his body. Joseph took Jesus' body and put it in his own tomb. His own, meaning it had never been used. Jesus stayed in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. But listen, can I tell you something? He's not there. God raised his son from the dead. Glory, hallelujah. And right now, he's at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and me. After all that the Lord has done for us, I'm going to give you just a few seconds to think about some of the things, because I know you can't think about all the things. After all that he's been through, don't you want to dwell deeper in the Word? In the Word of God, who will save your soul and give you life? Don't you want to dwell deeper in prayer just to commune with him?
Yes.
Some of us talk 3 or 4 hours on the phone about nothing. But don't want to spend 10 minutes with Jesus. Just telling him how much you love him.
Yeah.
How grateful you are that he gave his life for you.
Yes.
And that one day he's coming back just to take you home and live forever with him. Don't you want to dwell deeper to receive the Holy Ghost power? Don't you want to dwell deeper in the house of prayer? It's all right. Go on and dwell deep. Dwell deep, dwell deep. It will be well with your soul. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
For the things that he has done.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come. I do thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you for hiding behind the cross.
Yes, Lord.
God, thank you for giving me a word for all of us, God. Now let us take this word and work the word that it may work us, God. And it will be well with our soul. Thank you again, God. Thank you, God, and help us to dwell deeper and deeper in you each and every day. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.